You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Are you blind or partially sighted and on the lookout for a fulfilling career? Well, have you ever considered working on a farm? Well, today's story might inspire you to give it a go. And joining us to tell us all about it is Mike Duxbury, co-founder of Inclusive Farm, UK's first working farm dedicated to training people with disabilities into a career in agriculture. Mike, it is so nice having you here with us today.
Hello very much, Pauline. That's very kind of you.
This is quite a unique farm. It's, as we said, it's a first in the UK of its kind. And your personal story, I imagine, is what inspired you to start it.
Well, I've been very lucky. I was lost my sight when I was very young. I was only 6 and a half. Went to RNIB College at Worcester. Went to agricultural college, worked in the industry. I've been very lucky that my drive has allowed me to, although had a lot of rejection, didn't let it stop me and kept going till I succeeded to get to where I am today. And that is to have my own farm and help other people who are disabled and who are totally blind and visually impaired. Show people that there's no such thing as barriers. Barriers are just things that people put into place. If we have a dream and we have a love of something, then we can reach out and go for it.
And as you said, you can do it if you have the drive, but you can also do it if you have the right adaptations, because that's what you did on your own farm. You adapted it so it works for you. And it wasn't that complicated, was it?
No, I think as blind people, we're very good at finding ways around difficulties. You know, we do know how to adapt. We do know how to, you know, make our own lives work. And that's exactly what I did. I get up in the morning, I go to the farm, I do all the feeding, pigs go to market, do a lot of building work, just finished building a 3-bay barn. And, you know, that's what farms do.
And would you mind giving us, just adding a bit of color and maybe describing just a couple of these adaptations that you've put in place there at the farm that were quite straightforward and maybe people don't consider them?
Yeah, I mean, I did it very simply. Obviously, we have a range of animals on the farm. We have pigs, sheep, goats, ducks, geese, chickens. They all have different tactile frontage to the pens. So some may have post and rail, some may have post and wire netting. Some may have like a picket of fences. And I did that so that at a glance, if you like, tactilely, if I reach my hand out, I know exactly where I am at any given time on the farm by which tactile fence I'm touching.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's so simple as well. Now, I'm curious, because you're currently working with some students on the farm. So how is that going, and how did that start?
It's going remarkably well. We're working with a bunch of students from Milton Keynes College who've got a whole range, a raft of disabilities or diversity needs. One of the biggest things that we show them and we work with them is a lot of these students have spent a lot of their lives by parents, peers, mainstream schools, that they can't do things, they can't follow their dream for the future. There's a lot of negativity that they're facing and have faced. And one of the things that we don't accept on the farm is there's no such word as can't. So I think the mindset is one of the biggest things that we've helped overcome. In fact, we had a lovely email from one of our students. It's a very short email, but I'll read it to you. It just says, "To Mike and Ness at Inclusive Farm, I'm one of your students who comes on a Tuesday afternoon. I'd like to just say thank you for helping me overcome my fear of animals."
Oh, that's lovely. Have you seen reactions like that and such changes in attitudes from the students coming in? Like, how different are they now from when they started maybe on the first day?
Well, on the first day, it was all very difficult. It's that good now. I've got two of the lads on a Tuesday they've just helped me build a full shelter for the sheep. And it's something they said they thought they'd never, ever do. And they've come from turning up and saying, we can't do anything. People don't think we can do anything. Now it's, what are we building today, boss? You know, and that's the beauty. It's changing mindsets and then building on their desires, building on their dreams, and giving them hope. And that's what we're out to do, is give them hope. I'm a big believer. I read LinkedIn every day. I read a lot of emails about companies talking about policies and conferences to discuss diversity and inclusion. But Paulina, what I want to see is what companies are actually doing. Time has gone where we keep talking about it. Now we have to really do something about it, because disabled people in this country are being left a long way behind. I'm afraid at the top of that list is blind people.
I think you're completely right. If I remember correctly, the statistic from last year, I think it was just over 50% with disability in employment, which is quite a big gap. So to the people out there in agriculture, to the employers, what would you say to encourage them to diversify and actually do it instead of just talking about it?
Well, I think it goes further than that. I think it goes beyond just agriculture. I think it goes to the wider employment market. The beauty about diversity of people is you get diversity of thinking. You get diversification of skills. And if you're going to succeed in business in this world, you have to be better than your rivals. And the only way of doing that is by having such a wide diversity of people and skills to achieve what it is your company wants to achieve. So I would say to anybody, before you just carry on doing the same old, think of what disabled people could bring to your organization around loyalty, skill set, broader thinking. And most importantly, the one thing that blind people can bring is we are great at problem solving.
Mike, I wish I could keep you longer, but I feel like you have to get back to the farm. You have to get back to the animals.
Yes.
Just final question. Where can we go to find out more about all the wonderful work you're doing?
We're on LinkedIn. All of what we do is on Facebook as well, all under Inclusive Farm. We also have a website, which is all the W's, and that's inclusivefarm.co.uk. And you can contact us either through our website or through Facebook. And of course, love to work with as many people as we can so that we can collectively make a difference.
Mike, thank you so much. It's been fantastic speaking with you today.
Thank you, Paulina. It's been great.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.